This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 19th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water right reforms raise alarms. Democrats come to SEC chief's defense. And WOTUS to get spotlight at hearing. Water districts raise alarms over expanding board authority. For nearly 2 hours yesterday, an Assembly Policy Committee debated one of several bills on reforming water rights. AB 460 would enable the State Water Board to fine a diverter up to $10,000 a day for violating a curtailment order. State water contractors contended the bill would expand the agency's authority without any checks and balances and allow it to establish new rules for legal diverters. SWC General Manager Jennifer Pierre said that creating such uncertainty over water rights would disrupt infrastructure investments for climate resilience as well as commitments already in place for a set of voluntary agreements over Bay Delta flows. The committee also approved a bill that would enable the board to curtail senior water right holders outside of drought emergencies and without providing due notice. The board could levy penalties for each day and for every acre foot of water diverted. Water districts argued that such extreme measures would erode their investment, maintenance, and ability to deliver water. They worried about having a state agency with insufficient data on water use step in and to manage local systems on a weekly basis. Increasing the frequency with which the State Water Board manages the system with antiquated tools is not modernization, said Valerie Kincaid, an attorney representing several districts. Democrats come to SEC chief's defense. House Republicans are keeping the heat on Securities and Exchange Chairman Gary Gensler over the agency's climate disclosure plan. A proposed rule that the SEC released more than a year ago would require public companies to track and disclose the greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chains. The rule's unnecessary information requirements will subject companies to public scrutiny, investor pressure, and increased regulatory burden. In the words of Representative Roger Williams, the Texas Republican, during a House Financial Services Committee hearing yesterday, Gensler said companies have said the plan would bring some consistency to what they're already doing. Democrats repeatedly came to Gensler's defense. Big Oil is fighting to get rid of Scope 3 emission disclosure from the SEC's proposed rule because in a world without transparency, they can get greatly misrepresent their exposure to climate risks and rake in billions of dollars. That the word of Representative Alana Presley, a Massachusetts Democrat. Emissions that occur in a corporation's supply chain, such as those associated with the crops used to produce a food company's ingredients, are known as Scope 3. So what's next? Well, the SEC is expected to soon release a modified version of the rule. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Regan to revisit familiar issue, WOTUS at House Ag today. EPA Administrator Michael Regan is expected to field questions on the Waters of the U.S. rule, pesticide regulation under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, and biofuels at a House Agriculture Committee hearing today, a House committee staffer said yesterday. Regan's appearance will be the first in 7 years by an EPA administrator, but just as Gina McCarthy did in 2016, Regan will be explaining the agency's rationale for a new rule defining WOTUS under the Clean Water Act. In his case, he'll have to explain again why EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers went ahead with the rule, even though the Supreme Court was in the middle of considering the scope of wetlands regulation in the Sackett case. He has previously said that it didn't make sense to wait. WOTUS won't be the only thing on lawmakers' minds. Regan will also likely face questions about proposed restrictions on the herbicide atrazine and other crop protection chemicals. Attendance by the 54 members of the committee is expected to be robust. In related news, the House voted a second time in favor of a joint resolution to overturn the WOTUS rule, but the 227-196 vote was 63 votes shy of the 290 needed to override. Food industry executives on Capitol Hill today. Dozens of executives from food retailers, wholesalers, and product suppliers who comprise the FMI, that the Food Industry Association Government Relations Committee, are on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers to discuss the Farm Bill reauthorization and food safety regulations, as well as other industry concerns. FMI Chief Public Policy Officer Jennifer Hatcher said they will be telling lawmakers that their members of all sizes support reauthorization of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They will also advocate for the continued safety and efficiency of the most abundant food system in the world. Yesterday, FMI revealed a survey which found that grocery shoppers continue to be concerned about rising food prices, with 68% of shoppers reporting they're spending more on groceries than 1 year ago. Only 32% of shoppers in February cut back on the total items purchased to deal with those higher costs, down from 41% in October. To address higher prices, shoppers are visiting more stores and seeking deals to stretch their dollars, but are now less likely to cut back on the number of items purchased compared to 6 months or even a year ago. That, according to Leslie G. Saracen, president and CEO of FMI. This is an opportunity for our industry to continue connecting with shoppers on food inflation mitigating solutions. Representative Adrian Smith calls for TPA, new free trade agreements. The U.S. needs to do more to counter China's rising global influence with new congressionally approved free trade agreements in order to show, quote, we are a reliable and attractive alternative for nations around the world. Representative Adrian Smith, chairman of the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee, said yesterday during a hearing on Capitol Hill. The Biden administration and Congress let Trade Promotion Authority legislation expire, but Smith says that can be fixed. TPA legislation allows the president to submit a trade agreement to Capitol Hill for an up or down vote without the threat of Congress amending it. Crafting a Trade Promotion Authority bill to put Congress in the driver's seat, reauthorizing critical trade programs aimed at increasing American competitiveness, and continuing efforts to add consequences for China's trade practices are all things we can and should pursue right now, Smith said. A spokesman for Smith told AgriPulse that the lawmaker, quote, is currently exploring a range of legislative options to ensure the U.S. leads on trade. This includes examining what a modernized TPA could entail. Why it matters? Well, American farmers need to diversify markets and rely less on China to import soybeans, corn, dairy, beef, and many other commodities. But they need the Biden administration to negotiate new tariff-cutting free trade agreements to do so. That's the word of Nebraska Farm Bureau President Mark McHarg at the hearing yesterday. Finally, here's today's She Said It. I wish I had more faith in the State Water Board, but I have not personally experienced that. That Michelle Reimers, General Manager of Turlock Irrigation District, and opposing an expansion of board authority. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 19th. Brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.